We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
The alleged use of forced monkey labor has led to Costco stop selling Tide-made coconut products. PETA has been tracking such animal abuse since 2019, urging retailers to pull merchandise made from the company. No kind shopper wants monkeys to be chained up and treated like coconut picking machines. Costco made the right call to reject animal exploitation, and PETA is calling on holdouts like Kroger to follow suit. Investigators found chained up monkeys can pick around 400 coconuts a day and are then stuffed in cages until their next shift.
I would have never guessed this.
The Tourism Authority of Thailand, they have a monkey center where tourists can watch the primates learn how to collect coconuts. For about $10, kids could watch the show for about $5. But the Monkey Center is established and has turned into a new tourist attraction, which becomes popular among local people and foreigners. The monkeys will be trained to collect coconuts at the facility. Then they are put to work.
Damn.
Had no idea.
I saw that headline this morning. I'm like, there's something I'm not understanding about this. And I read it, and I'm like, no, that's...
That's why they stopped making coconut water.
That's why the monkey said no more.
Yeah, people are just against monkey labor.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out what the actual product is that we know, like you said.
I Googled it, and I recognized the can, because the name of the parent company is very long.
It is coconut milk.
Right.
It is coconut milk. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Ooh. Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Those monkeys are helping in a lot of recipes.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And it's been all the rage the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I feel bad about all that coconut rice I was eating.
Yeah, what do you think about monkeys next time you eat this? Hello, Pepper. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está? So, I used to be a manager at a particular adult store in town.
All right.
Very large one. And I'm going to say this as tactfully as I can. We would have product on sample tables, and there were actual people who would sample them and put them back on the table.
You talking about like sample that they have to insert it somewhere or insert something of their own? Why would you think to yourself, let me put out sample products, knowing that people are going to grab these things?
Hold on, I got an answer for you. Okay,
all right.
So. The toys they have different speeds and they do different things.
Sure.
And I would demonstrate by putting it on the tip of your nose to give you a familiar simulation. And there are signs everywhere that says, do not touch.
Right.
Like, it's only for us to use to explain to them what the product was. But yes, there have been more than a handful of times that I've had to ask people to stop that.
Do they go to the bathroom or is it right there?
No, right there, right there. They would squat. I've watched them squat right next to the table and insert them.
Wow.
And they thought like that was okay.
I don't think they cared. there was also an elevator in my store, and we would find them in there, too.
Interesting.
And I assume these products are then destroyed?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay.
And I've also, I also had to sell porn when the power would go out by flashlight.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Fun.
All right.
Oh,
What would you say was the product that was sampled the most frequently?
I'm going to say the most expensive ones, the dualies.
The dualies.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I just got the other one right.
Yeah. Ted just explained it.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, hell, I might sample that one. I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Those look badass. Is it, as far as your knowledge of sex toys go, is it that you get what you pay for? So if I spend extra money on a dually, say, is that better than, I don't know, some garden variety?
Actually, not true. There are some toys that are, like, under $20 that are incredibly effective. Especially, I used to teach a lot. I did a lot of sex education and teach people how to find things that they didn't know they had. And so,
I think we're tracking with you.
I see.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been looking for it for years myself.
Well, there's a couple of toys that'll help you get there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Wait, isn't the same basic premise in battery and motor and all that the same that you would find in like an Oral-B toothbrush?
Well, frequencies actually, people, not everybody likes the same frequency. The same, some people like a bigger, deeper rumble.
I hear what you're saying, Mom.
Okay, and some people like a high flickery, faster thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we would tell them you cannot return them. There was no returns, and you'd be surprised how many times they'd come back.
I am. If anyone, it's like returning underwear that you've worn, you know? Like, look, man, anything that touches that general area, people don't want back.
Thank you. Exactly.
And you can't reuse them.
No.
Like if you get a different chick.
Oh,
a really cool toy. Mm-hmm. She's like, did somebody else use that? I was like, I cleaned it. But that doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Like,
God.
So you tried anyway? Like, come on, man.
It was a really cool toy.
It's been sanitized.
And it was expensive.
So you're just like, come on, man, I got to get my money's worth.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically, I got it and then was single again in a month later. So it barely got used.
Do you still have it? You do, don't you? Just in case.
It's still the original package.
Oh, it is. Okay, well,
it was only used like once.
Oh, but it was used.
But you can't share that part.
But it was used.
Yes.
Right, even if it's gently
used. It came with like scrubbing bubbles, not the ones from your bathtub. You know what I'm saying? Like, a good cleaner.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, it comes with a cleanser for a...
Yeah.
All right.
Huh. Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with the work? 206-421-ROCK. I think you got to move on to a new one.
It's just, man, it's good.
I know. It's not vibing.
Yeah. Maybe you could try it.
Okay.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. All right, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well as I can.
Okay.
You know, unemployed.
Yeah. Okay.
So I used to work at a convenience store a long time ago, and this Mexican dude came in, just walked straight to the bathroom, and then straight out. I mean, he was in there for, I don't know, like 10 minutes, obviously, know what he's doing, dropping a dookie. And I went in there to use the bathroom, and there was this turd that was like the size of lengthwise and girthwise of a 24-ounce can of beer.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's impressive.
And I felt bad for the guy. Like, that had to have hurt. But he didn't flush it or do anything like that. He like gingerly wrapped it in toilet paper and just set it on the side of the bowl of the toilet.
Wait, what? So like he pulled it out, wrapped it up like a mummy and left it?
Yep. I kid you not. I kid you not.
Do you think he pulled it out or he never hit water?
I'm pretty sure he had to pull that thing out. Like,
that's interesting.
The toilet paper was dry and like I mean, like I said, it's just gingerly sitting on the top of the side of the bowl.
Okay. Maybe he decided he wanted to just leave you a gift, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. It was a great gift. I had to break that thing up with, like, a hanger and just to get that thing to go down.
Man, I'm thinking that goes in a bucket, and then the bucket goes in the dumpster. Oh, like, I'm not, I'm not down with that, man.
Sure, I didn't have that option, though. I didn't have a bucket. Yeah, I didn't have any gloves or anything like that. So I would, like, all right.
Man, yeah, people are, people do some odd things, man.
How are people pushing that out?
How many days worth is that, you know?
Yeah, like, were you constipated? Like, what happened?
But then you wrapped it, you removed it, and then mummified it.
Maybe you're just proud, you know?
I get that he's trying to do the right thing, but, like, man, you couldn't think of anything else to do other than wrapping up a turd and leaving it. Like, come on.
You know, hold it out.
At least leave it in the toilet.
Right.
Can we agree on that?
Try to flush it.
If nothing else, just leave it where it is.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
So, David, what can you not believe that you had to deal with at work?
Several years ago, I was working for a restaurant chain as a manager, and my general manager was sexually harassing female staff.
Okay.
And it got to a point where people were putting in their 2 weeks' notice. And I went home to my wife and I said, hey, you know, every year we have to do the HR seminar and everything else. And at this point, if I don't say something, you know, I am complicit.
Yep, yep. We understand the same thing here at work.
So, the next week, I went into my regional manager and told him what was going down and just said, hey, you know, this has got to stop. And at that point, I got transferred to a different restaurant, and then they started writing me up once a week for stupid crap to set up my, you know, termination.
Did you get terminated from the job?
No, I actually walked out.
Okay, well, I guess that's the other way.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, I just, I couldn't put up with it anymore.
What do you do for a living now?
I was a restaurant manager, and I'm waiting to be brought back.
Okay, all right.
Ah, okay, we talked to him earlier this week, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Quick story. Glad I could finally get through to you guys. I've tried to before. 2015, I was down in Louisiana working, trying to save a facility, trying to keep it open.
All right.
And we spent $20,000 getting a couple of bathrooms that the employees used, repaired, redone, however you want to put it. I come in the day after we reopened the second one, and somebody had wiped human feces all over every stall, the walls, everything. And I'm just going, oh, really? Do I have animals working for me? And I was the superintendent of the facility. So what I did is I locked up both male bathrooms and I brought out 10 porta potties. Said, okay, guys, if you want to do that to the stuff, you can do your business in 90 degree heat. So it was gross, man. It was sick.
You think it was one of the employees there or what?
It was a retaliation for something?
I don't know if it was or not. I never found out. But I know about a week after I locked everything down, we had to have a hazmat company come in and clean everything up.
Damn.
And these guys came in with steam cleaners and white suits and everything else. And I felt sorry for them. Well, about a week after this is done, we hold a company meeting and this is brought up. And one of the old fellas that worked there stood up and says, "You fools, we're not animals. If you're going to do that, then you can use the outside porta potties." But I don't know why they did it.
Animals don't smear. Like when my dog poops, where she pooped is where the poop is. I've never gone out later and she's written like Molly on the side of the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it, too, and I couldn't figure out. The only thing, one of the things that I thought about is we hired a lot of people that were right out of prison.
All right.
Needed work. We worked with the sheriff's department, the local halfway houses and stuff like that. And all I could think is that maybe we had to let somebody go and one of his buddies was there or something, or he knew he was losing his job, so he went in and did this.
My first thought would be retaliation. I mean, I would look to see who have we gotten rid of in the last week. What I mean, have we written anybody up? I mean, what have we cut back anyone's hours? What the hell's going on here?
Oh yeah, I was so disgusted with it. Like I said, I put locks on both male bathrooms. I left the women's open because they never seemed to have that problem. But and then I just called and brought 10 porta potties out there, and it's like, well, you're in Louisiana. It's 95 degrees out with 98% humidity. Enjoy that.
Yeah. That's fair, man.
Yeah, yeah. And the food in Louisiana is different from the food in the rest of the country, too.
So. You know, that is an often overlooked point.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's a different level of what you think it should be.
And it affects everything in you.
Right. I mean, I can't think of any other place where I would not want to clean up that more than that one particular location.
Maybe Mississippi, that's about it. Because it's kind of the same cuisine, but that cuisine has a definitive effect.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean,
when you eat that much butter and spice, weird things happen.
You come back from New Orleans, you need to take a break. You need to eat a salad. Like, that's how you feel. Like, I just want to get home and eat a salad.
And I don't even like vegetables.
Dude, when we went to that game at LSU and, like, spent a day in New Orleans, that was the same thing. We were at the airport. Like, we needed to just eat a salad.
Right.
It seemed like everything was either fried or boudin or gumbo.
Mm. Ooh, I love the boudin.
So what I do, I got two chili dogs just to gross these guys out at an airport stand. Because, you know, it's an older airport. They don't have, like, a lot of restaurants.
They don't. It's hard to find a salad or a turkey sandwich, as we found out.
It's like a salad.
You can't find anything in there. Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So I was working at Postmates. I'm sure you're familiar. You get the app on your phone and get stuff delivered. Usually, you know, pick up like stuff at the time that normally you couldn't get delivered. Dick's Burgers, you know, go to Paseo, stuff like that. And so this one night, it's like 8:30 on a Tuesday. I'm like waiting on my couch for orders and nothing's coming through. So I'm like, cool, I'm getting paid, whatever. And then this woman gets an order to go to Ross. Keep in mind, it's like 8:30 on a Tuesday or whatever. And she wants me to pick up Britney Spears perfume. Like leggings, like fishnet leggings, a medium bra, whatever that means.
Yeah, so what is a medium bra?
So I call her, you know, once I get to the store, I'm like, hey, I need you to be more specific, like 32A, what do you got, what are you working with here, what do you want? Like, that doesn't make sense, you know? And so I pick up all her weird stuff, and she puts this address on Aurora Avenue.
There's a lot of homes on Aurora.
Yeah. So it turns out to be a car dealer. I mean, there are apartment buildings here and there, but like, yeah, not around that part. It's like McDonald's and like, it was a car dealership. So I call her back and I'm like, hey, you put a weird address on here. This is not a residence. And she's like, oh, I'm over here. And she gives me another address of like an apartment building, you know, a block west. So I go there and I call her from the lobby because she doesn't tell me what apartment number. And then she's like, oh, I'll be right down. I'm thinking, oh, she's coming down the elevator. I'll see her in a second. And then she rolls up with her probably your pimp in like a Ford Explorer. And so I hand her the bag of all this weird stuff that she wants. And, you know, she tips me and I'm like, cool. That was really weird. Like, I've never had an order like that before. Really weird situation. Why are you like saying you live at this place and you're growing up in a car, you know, next to the lobby. And so I think I'm done with it. She tips me. Thank you very much. Never have to see her again. Not like 15 minutes later, I'm going from 145th in Aurora and I get to 85th. And she puts in a second order to go to Fred Meyer and pick up like a Dr. Pepper and a Kit Kat bar and a rotisserie chicken and a and two onesies for like a little infant baby.
Oh, oh God. Did you do it?
I had to. It was like I tried to reject the order, and I was the only one that was close by. And it's like, why didn't you just order all this stuff all at once at the same time from Fred Meyer to begin with? Like, I could have gotten all that stuff there. And instead, she had me go to Ross and Fred Meyer within like 20 minutes of each other.
When was the, what was the next drop-off point? Because I'm sure she's on the move.
Right.
Yeah, actually, that thought kind of slipped my mind. Like, I guess I just went back to the same, you know, weird second address that she gave me at the apartment building. And, yeah.
It's an interesting area of town.
Bizarre.
It is.
Well, for sure. Yeah, well, I used to live on 95th in Aurora, and we would play, like, spot the hoe, you know?
It's easy. It's called go outside and point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Yeah, post
it was like a competition, you know, who could spot the ones quicker. Like,
it's like punch bug.
I say, Postmates used to be wild. You didn't wear anything.
We had a crackhead or something living in a crawl space next to our garage, like smoking, like, refri cigarettes and stuff in there.
That is Aurora Avenue, man.
Exactly.
Good Lord.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with the work? 206-421-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
On a list of the worst things bosses made their employees do, we get this one. It says slumber parties can be fun when you're a kid, but it's not something you're likely to do as an adult, especially not with colleagues. But that's pretty much what Emma Johnson's boss had planned for her and other reporters at the newspaper where she worked when she was in her early 20s. Our newspaper editor expected reporters on business trips to not only share hotel rooms, but also beds. When she refused to bunk with colleagues, a female senior editor took her side and said that it was an honor that she was even invited on the trip. And not only was it not a scandal to share beds, it was necessary. Our question, who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So this is a while back, but I used to work for a big warehouse company, and I was on building maintenance. And one day I got a call over the radio to go up to the ladies' bathroom. I'm like, all right. I get up there, and my managers were all like, dude, I'm really sorry. I'm like, great. Great. So I walk in there, and I don't know how this happened, but someone took a dump, and then it was like you put an M80 in the toilet, and it just went everywhere, up the wall. I mean, and I looked at them, and I was like, dude, there's no way I'm cleaning all this. So I shut down the ladies' bathroom and got a hose out and bleach, and I just hosed down the whole place.
How long does that take?
Oh, that took me at least 40 minutes to do everything, and then the smell did not go away until about the next day.
What was it, a backup toilet that just came back in, do you think?
No, it was a legit somebody, you know, had to go really bad, because when you go into the stall and you look down, there's a fresh thing of pants and underwear right there.
Oh!
Do people go home and share these stories with loved ones and friends? You know, like, you're not going to believe what happened to me in this large box warehouse place. I mean, honest to God.
Oh, yeah. No, I get asked all the time when I was over there. I got asked all the time, like, hey, man, like, how was work today? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is what I did. And everybody got a kick out of it and laughed. I was like,
because it's not them.
I just can't believe I can't believe these people are human. Like, what do they do at home?
But see, dudes openly talk about that stuff. Like, oh, man, what's wrong, dude? I don't know what happened. I pooped next to the toilet instead of it. I had a friend.
Yeah.
It was a female friend. This was last week, and she's at my house with her husband. All right, so I don't remember what we were talking about, but she goes, hey, let me ask you something. I was like, what's up? She goes, when you fart, and I said, whatever you're going to say, the answer is yes. She's like, I haven't even I said, no, because I can tell by your face this is not something you're thrilled about. This is a guy farting thing. So whatever you're about to say, the answer is yes. And then me and her husband went on and say, look, I don't know why. I did not know that women did not find farts as funny as guys do. I just thought everybody rejoiced and regaled. And I've discovered over the last 25, 30 years, and I'm wrong, but I'm like, dudes think farting's funny. And I'm like, we will always talk about farts. If I had an extraordinary fart at 8 a.m. when I get to work, I will tell the fellas about a fart. And inevitably, one of them will come back with, woke myself up at 3 o'clock this morning. I'm like, it's what we do. I said, there's a guy I work with. We call him VD on the radio. Like, his office is a little ways down the hall. If I feel a good fart coming, I walk into his office, open the door, fart in his office, and leave. And he knows it. And he's done the same to me. I'm like, it's just what guys do.
Yeah, I mean, you brag about the terrible one you had Sunday on the couch.
Absolutely.
Not you, I'm saying me, like anybody does. Just like, oh, that is awful. I'm going to have to tell somebody.
Right, so like, so if we blew up a bathroom, like we would tell it, it's like, oh, man. There have been times, you know, you walk back into the office like, hey, man, I just took a dump. And it's like, yeah, man, it's like a triple flusher. It's just conversations we have.
Yeah. I got up. I thought I was done. Then I had to sit back down again.
That's my story yesterday. I'm telling VD that. VD's like, same thing happened to me Saturday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one conversation.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right. So this was back when I was living in Central Oregon and managing a location for a rental car company. I got a call on my day off from a very shell-shocked system manager, profusely apologizing for calling me on my day off and told me that someone, quote-unquote, destroyed the bathroom. I'm like, okay, well, just find someone to clean the toilet. And it's like, no, it's everywhere. And it's like, oh, it's like, yeah, it's like on the walls, on the floor. Like, I don't know what to do. I've tried cleaning it up. Like, we tried using car wash soap and an old wash broom. Like, nothing's working. I'm like, okay, man, I'm going to go get some, like, pretty much all the bleach stuff I can find. I'll be over there. And so I do that, come over, open the bathroom door. He's in there. He looks like he's seen a ghost. He's pale. I'm like, look, man, like, I'm going to take over for you. You need to take a break, sit in the office, like, catch your breath. And of course, we had customers during that time. And so I closed the door behind me. I started using all this bleach stuff and almost pass out because almost asphyxiated. But after, you know, I got out of there after I started getting way too loopy. I asked him, like, what? How did this happen? And he said, some old guy, like, elderly gentleman, probably in his 70s or 80s, came in, asked to use the bathroom. He was in there for a while, and then all of a sudden, a person, a lady who identified herself as his daughter, came in and said, hey, I'm looking for my dad. He's supposed to be at a different rental car company. This isn't the place he rented from. He might have gotten lost in company. He's like, well, the only guy here isn't the guy in the bathroom, so it might be him. And so she knocks on the door and, you know, says, hey, you know, is everything okay? You let me in if you need help. And so he lets her in. They're in there evidently for like 10, 15 minutes. And then my assistant manager tells me they came out after that. She's holding the garbage bag asking if we had a dumpster. And the old guy goes, yeah, it didn't go well.
Wow, man.
Yeah, this is, I am not looking forward to old age. How is it so, what happens?
Because again, in theory,
what
right?
What happened?
I'm sitting on a toilet, and based on the orientation of my orifice, you know, everything's right. Directly below me, and yet somehow, not only does it somehow go behind you, but it is, like, it's on the wall. It
right.
Has
what happened?
The toilet. I don't know. And, like, if you're a doctor, can you please tell us what happened? Because all the things that happen with that, you might get dementia, you might get arthritis. Like, but I'd like to think that whatever else is going on with me physically, you know, as you start to decline in your years, I can still hit the toilet when I poop.
Right? Absolutely. Even if it's, like, liquid or splatter, it still should stay in the toilet.
You should be able to hit the spot, and that's why if I'm the manager of that rental car company, I'm like, look, if you can't use the bathroom as an adult, then there's no way in hell that I'm going to give you a rental car.
That's a good call.
I mean, seriously.
Maybe it's like he pulled him down his pants.
Right.
Bent over to sit down and lost.
And it was already gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I missed that part. Did the guy still have pants on when he left?
I'm assuming the pants are in the bag going to the dumpster, but who knows?
I don't know. He didn't mention it.
Definitely the underwear. Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK. Boy, this turned into a crappy day.
Well, hey, look, again, if you don't work in sanitation, if you have to deal with poop at work, it doesn't matter the job, you're not okay with that. That is a memorable, memorable day.
Yeah, I thought we'd have a couple more, like, my coworker's wife came in, crazy.
Yeah, and then she pooped all over the place, because that's how it ended up going.
Every story's ended with, then they crap.
A man came in, held us up at gunpoint, and he pooped on the floor. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So here's the baseline. I'm sitting there working at a recycling place, and of course, when somebody comes in to drop off recycling, we get a call on the radio saying, hey, so-and-so's on their way down, da-da-da-da-da. And we're like, okay, that way we can watch out for them in the machinery. Next thing we know, this white panel van backs up to the pile. Two guys in suits get out. They open up the back of the van, and the next thing we know, there's a coffin sitting out on the side of our pile.
Oh, Jesus.
Was there anyone in the coffin?
Well, you know, curiosity kills the cat. You know, so, you know, they left, and me and the other coworkers kind of looking at ourselves like, you know, did this just really happen? You know? And so I'm running a shear, which cuts up the iron. So we're like, yeah, we gotta. We just can't let this go. So we go over there and we pop it. And oh my God, that thing stunk so bad. The smell of death and everything else in it. And we open it up. You could still see on the pillow of the coffin. You could still see the hair and the fluid and stuff like that. It was just horrible.
So wait, was horrible. The coffin empty except for the stink of the body that had been in it?
Yeah. So funny story. This happened in Montana, and the story is, I guess this person had passed away and was buried. Well, the family was moving to Washington State, and they wanted to take their loved one with them. So they exhumed the body to bring them to Washington to bury them closer to the family.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
But wouldn't you leave them in the same coffin? Like, right, you want to exhume the body, okay, but, like, leave them in there. It's all good.
They had it cremated.
Oh.
The body cremated and brought it over. And the bad thing was is we have to get rid of this thing. So we bailed it up in our car baler with a car and shipped it out right away. But for like 2 weeks, you could still smell the sense of death in that car. It was horrible.
Is there anything remotely close to that smell that you could associate it with?
I can't, man. I mean, I've been, you know, I grew up a ranch kid in central Montana, and I've been, you know, a lot of, you know, decaying carcasses and
you've smelled a lot.
I've hunted a lot of animals, and never in my life have I smelt anything familiar to the scent of a buried body.
Did they say how long this thing had been in the ground before they pulled him back up?
We didn't get that much information.
Jeez, that sounds horrible.
Really didn't.
I mean, that's kind of a thing, though. Yeah. You hear people all the time talk about, not all the time, but you know, whether you're in combat or something, like there's a very distinct smell. But I've never heard anybody describe it as anything else other than death.
The smell of death.
Yeah, they always said, but you could, you know, because like, well, you know, smell dead animals on the side of the road. But you're right. Anyone I know that has at least been around a body that's giving off the smell, they're like, yeah, but it smells different.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I'm a shipyard welder.
All right.
And I work on in government yards. So, this happened a couple days before my wedding. So, I was actually hoping to jump out of work early that day. And I'm the secondary contractor, our company is. So, we deal with the primary contractor's electricians.
Okay.
So, I was working with the electrician for the whole day, and he seemed kind of I mean, he's a super nice guy, but he just didn't seem to quite know everything he was doing. And I had to have him hook up my 440-volt cable for my welding machine. And he came down, told me everything was good. And my machine read an error, so I knelt down and I touched the machine and I touched some steel plate, and an electric shock went through my left arm, through my chest, and into my right arm. So it hit me with the 440-volt cable.
Jeez.
And ended up having to go to the hospital. And again, I was trying to get out of work early, so
that didn't work.
Did you? Did, what's the side effects of that? I mean, do you drool for a week? I mean, what do you have, a headache? What happens?
No. So they went and had a test to see exactly how many volts went through me. And so when they tested it, it was about like 186. So what they do is they just hook your heart up, just to check your heart and see if there's any fluctuation in it. Because with like high voltage electric shocks, you know, it can potentially like kill you once you fall asleep.
I did not realize.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, it can be pretty dangerous.
Did the wedding go off without a hitch?
Yeah, and I was the second person to have gotten shocked that day. So when I got to the ambulance, because the Navy took me in the ambulance, they were like, "Oh my God, a second person again."
Jesus.
Damn. Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize an electric shock could get your ass later.
No, I didn't either.
I figured if you got through the initial thing, like, you know, you're in the clear. Oh, that's comforting.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? 206-421-ROCK.
Right, getting shocked already seemed horrible. That seems even worse.
Like, oh, I might take you out later. Here's a comment. It says, my first job as a helper clerk at Albertsons. We had an elderly gentleman dropped dead of a heart attack in the wine section. Well, since he passed away on site, he had to stay there until the King County coroner could pick him up. I had to take grocery carts and block off the area and then watch his body for 2 hours.
Ah.
Oh.
I mean, he's in the wine section.
I need wine. No, not today.
No.
Not today.
Tell you what, I bet somebody still got some wine.
Somebody. I don't care. Just step over.
Man, yeah, whatever.
It just tossed me a bottle of rosé.
It's that kind of night. Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, I'm a refrigeration technician. I go around, fix different coolers, freezers, that sort of thing. And, you know, normally it's produce we're dealing with, but we do take care of more coolers as well. So, we take care of one place that has, like, 5 coolers. And in those coolers, each cooler can hold about 100 dead bodies or so.
Jesus.
And I wasn't really prepared for that walking in. And not only do they have the bodies there, but they also got the burners to the side. So as we're in there working on coolers, you know, they're incinerating bodies and stuff. And just not something you can really prepare for.
No, I wouldn't think so either. Are they standing up? Are they lying down? Are they in bags? Are they posed? How are they How are they stored?
In the cooler, they're in bags. And they're on shelves. And they're kind of stacked like, you know, not like wood in a way, but as they're, you know, preparing them to burn, you know, they pull the bags off and everything, so you do end up seeing some faces, which always going to get burned into your soul a little bit.
I was going to say, are the bodies all naked?
They are when they pull them out, for sure. Yep, they are. They can drain the fluids and everything there, you know, put the embalming fluid in there if they're going to be shown.
Okay.
But
from what I understand, there's only a few real crematoriums in the state.
Really?
There's a handful of them.
They have like a couple for animals, they have a couple for people, but there's not a lot.
But didn't they say, like, if you get your pet cremated, more than likely, like, if you get the urn, right, or whatever, if I got the box of puppies sitting in my closet still, because I did not think through, what am I going to do with this? But is it more than likely, it's maybe 10% your pet, 90% everyone else's pet?
There was a crematorium across the street from me, across the canal from me in Fremont, that was there for a number of years. Every frickin' Saturday morning. From about 6 a.m. till 9, I mean, the smoke would just billow out of that thing right onto a restaurant that was next door.
Oh, no.
And for me, I was like, I'm not eating that.
Yeah, right.
It's beautiful. It's on the canal. Looks so nice, but I mean, like, right next
door.
But
you know.
I know, man. I mean, billow from that place. It was a really nice restaurant, too. I always wanted to go, and I'm like, I can't do it.
Could you smell it?
You could smell when they lit up the incinerator.
But it smelled like smoke, right?
Yeah. It was okay. Just, you know.
Not bacon.
But it was built, the smoke was, and they would be a,
smelled like sunshine.
There'd be like a poof, you know what I mean? And then a couple minutes would go by. And then another big poof and flume. And this continued for hours and hours and hours and hours. It's unbelievable. Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with the work? You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.